Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of developments shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today we're looking at three distinct strategies designed to improve precision in treating disease, from combining cutting-edge antibody technologies to harnessing the innate immune system against cancer and replacing neurons lost in Parkinson's disease. Our first story focuses on the growing convergence of two powerful oncology platforms. BioCytogen and Whitehawk Therapeutics have entered a global collaboration to develop bispecific antibody drug conjugates by combining complementary discovery and drug delivery technologies. The partnership pairs BioCytogen's RenLight bispecific antibody platform with Whitehawk's proprietary linker payload and bioconjugation technology, with the goal of creating therapies that more precisely target tumors while improving the therapeutic index. The collaboration reflects growing industry interest in integrating multiple antibody engineering approaches into a single therapeutic format. Next, LTZ Therapeutics has received FDA investigational new drug clearance for LTZ-232, a first-in-class myeloid engager bispecific antibody for patients with EPCAM-positive colorectal cancer. Unlike many immunotherapies that primarily activate T cells, LTZ-232 is designed to recruit and activate myeloid cells, including macrophages, to attack tumor cells while minimizing inflammatory cytokine release. The Phase 1 study will evaluate the investigational therapy in patients with advanced or metastatic colorectal cancer and represents another example of developers expanding beyond traditional T-cell-based immunotherapy strategies. Finally, Kenai Therapeutics has completed enrollment in its Phase 1 REPLACE clinical trial evaluating RNDP-001, an induced pluripotent stem cell-derived dopaminergic neuron therapy for Parkinson's disease. The investigational treatment is designed to replace the dopamine-producing neurons that progressively degenerate in Parkinson's, potentially addressing the underlying cause of motor symptoms rather than simply managing them. Completion of enrollment marks an important milestone as researchers continue evaluating the safety, tolerability, and early evidence of cell survival following transplantation. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.